The free trade agreement with China has seen wine exports grow, reaching a value of $520 million in 2016. Its success is rubbing off on our universities. Chinese enrolments at Adelaide University in viticulture courses have nearly tripled in recent years. I caught up with School of Agriculture, Food and Wine Associate Professor Paul Gribben about it.
Our enrolments have steadily been increasing over the last 5 or so years, with an influx of particularly international students coming from China, where interest in our program has seemed to have gained sort of quite a bit of momentum, as I said, in the last 5 years. So from a base of about 10 to 15 students, now we have more like close to 90, close to 100 students in the programs that we run here at the University of Adelaide.
It directly correlates, of course, with the amount of Australian wine being exported over to China during the past 5-6 years or so. Is that the main reason? What are the reasons that the students are giving you for choosing to come and study in Australia, in South Australia?
I mean, you're absolutely correct. There's been an increase in exporting Australian wine to China dramatically over the last 5 years. And I guess it's the level of interest in wine has increased in China. And to that end, you know, the students are looking for places to get a wine education. And University of Adelaide seems to be one of the top destinations for them to come here. And it is real about developing China's interest in wine, not only from a point of view of drinking it, but also being involved in the international wine business, which is obviously a huge concern around the world.
I know it's probably only early days, but do you have an idea of those students? Do most of them go back home with dreams and aspirations of working in their own winery in China, or do a lot of them want to stay in Australia and work in the beautiful Adelaide Hills?
There's a real mixture of students wanting to either, stay here in Australia and build a career here, even if it's for a short term to get some experience before they head back to China. But there's, already some of our graduates are back in China and working in the Chinese wine industry, in exporting or importing wine, I should say, into China, as well as some involved in wine research and other aspects of the wine business as it grows in China. And lots of them do want to stay here and gain some experience, but it is generally a motivation to go home and be involved in the Chinese wine industry.
And is it part of an ongoing trend that more and more people want to go to university and need to go to university to get degrees in viticulture?
Well, our demand is locally from Australia is sort of steady to slightly increasing, and we have always traditionally had students from other parts of the world coming to study with us, but it really all the interest has, the major growth has been around students coming from China and wanting to get some skills for their future careers.
Yeah, it's a real fascinating story, really. Is there anything else you'd like to add there, Paul?
It's a challenge for us to teach such a broad selection of students from around the world. I think it's testament to the fact that our programs are highly regarded. The fact that we do get students coming from all over the world to study with us, as well as students from all over Australia. So it shows that I think we might be doing doing a good job here in the University of Adelaide in teaching wine-related subjects.
Adelaide University Associate Professor Paul Gribben. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this week. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.